And now, it's from featuring Dave Learn.
That's so weird.
And it's the best open ever. You want to just play Sudoku on the air?
No.
Okay.
No. I want to read.
You're dying today. You're having some serious asthma problems.
I got sick like 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and then it went away. I was back at like 90%, and then the cough came back, and so now I'm not really sick again, but I'm hampered. I'm not as good as I normally am, because I'm usually really, really good.
Incredible.
All right, so Hints from Heloise is a column to help you with your life. I am reading it to you from the Dallas Morning News. Judy Madison from Alabama writes, "Dear Heloise, to tell navy pants or slacks from the black ones, I put a piece of blue painter's tape on the navy wooden pants hanger. This makes finding the right pair a snap."
I was going to make fun, but it is hard to differentiate when it's in low light situations, navy and black.
Yeah, or if you're colorblind.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
we all can't have 20/10 vision like you, Dave.
I think it's more...
We all can't have perfect bodies and great hair like you, Dave.
Yeah.
We all can't be rich, successful, affluent, and handsome.
Are you just trying to make me feel bad about myself by saying all the things I'm not?
No. Just saying, you're being critical of people who are colorblind. And I think it's a hard life.
I think it's more of a problem with socks, with like dress socks.
Mm-hmm.
Like pants, certainly you can tell the difference between a pair of navy pants and a pair of black pants.
Donovan gave Corby some suits a couple of weeks ago, and one of them was black and one was navy, and Corby could not tell them apart.
Really?
We had to get in the sunlight out there in the little lobby for him to be able to go, "Oh, yeah, okay, it is blue."
Interesting.
Yeah. Donovan's like, "No, that one's navy."
Corby's like, "No, that'd be navy."
That's not how he talks.
I appreciate that.
Good Lord.
All right, so maybe that's a good one.
Sorry, Donovan.
Put some blue painter's tape on the hanger. But what if you put it on the wrong hanger? Maybe put some blue painter's tape on the waistband.
On the actual pant?
Yeah. Or maybe on the tag, right? Blue in Sharpie.
Or just stop wearing navy.
Yeah, stop wearing navy pantsuits, Judy Madison.
What's next?
MK in Virginia writes, "Dear Heloise,
Martin King,
I have a solution for getting ready quickly on school mornings when you don't have much time to pick out clothes. On Sundays, my mom and I put clothes and accessories in a hanging organizer that has 5 shelves. The first shelf is for Monday, second for Tuesday, etc. Then in the mornings, all I have to do is hop out of bed and put on the things that I've set out. My mornings are not a hassle, and I get ready quickly." So it's like the old people with their little pill container,
mm-hmm.
that has M through F on it.
Yes. You know what I do? I just get up and put on my shoes and go to work.
You just wear what you slept in?
Yes.
You sleep in pants?
Sometimes you fall asleep you're ready to.
That's right. If you just pass out,
uh-huh.
if you don't go to bed, if every night you pass out,
yes.
then yes, you are dressed and ready to go when you wake up in the morning.
Isn't that the plan?
That's a great plan.
Brilliant!
Then you shower on Saturday.
Okay, because I was going to ask, if you pass out and then wake up and wear the clothes that you wore when you passed out...
Mm-hmm.
Then sometime during that next day, do you change clothes, or are you wearing the same clothes for a week straight?
Purely optional. It's at your own discretion.
See, what I like to do is I like to, on Sundays, I like to roll 6 joints, and then I put it in a little Ziploc that is labeled Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
You need 6 joints for each day?
No, 1 per day.
What day are you taking off from joints?
Well, and
you said you only put six in there. There's 7 days in the week, Holmes.
Right. Well, I roll them on Sunday. So I roll one for Sunday.
Okay.
And I smoke that one while I'm rolling the other six. Yeah.
Okay.
It just saves time.
You should send that in to Heloise. I'm sure you'd get published.
Paula W. in San Antonio writes, Dear Heloise, I just found out this morning that the Animal Defense League in San Antonio uses shredded paper.
Okay. What kind of research was she doing to find out that fact?
We have a home paper shredder and usually fill a big bag once a month. The Defense League also uses newspapers, old towels, old bedding, and of course any pet-related items. Check with other animal rescue and adoption centers to see if they also have use for these items. So I guess
I understand what she's saying now.
I guess, like at animal shelters, do they have hamsters? Like what? Do you put shredded paper at the bottom of a puppy cage?
I think so. Or rabbits? I think rabbits are. They
have rabbits at shelters?
I don't know, Dave. Maybe.
I thought it was just cats and dogs.
Maybe it is just cats and dogs. But yeah, they use shredded paper.
All right. So your old Citibank bill could be covered with tinkle.
Yeah, but then they're going to hire some grade school Middle Eastern kids to put them back together and find out what your credit card number is like they did in Argo.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie?
I did. And that, I mean, it actually happened, but it seems so impossible.
It took them forever.
I know. To have a bunch of old ladies and kids in a sweatshop rifling through bags and bags of shredded paper to piece together pictures.
So you could determine the identity of who these
six escaped embassy workers. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
It was a good movie.
Nancy W. in Houston writes, Dear Heloise, I was looking for a nice roomy tote for a flight I was taking. I have gotten tired of the tote with wheels because I find it hard to get into the overhead compartment.
Get a smaller one.
I went to a big box store and got a nice diaper bag with no writing on it. It has lots of compartments inside and out, and I was able to get so much in it. So if you need luggage, go buy a diaper bag.
Totes. Totes, brah.
CI in Virginia writes, Dear Heloise, my hint is to get 5 folders to keep track of your grades. 1 folder each can be used for A's, B's, C's, D's, and F's. This way you can keep track of your grades and work harder to get A's if you need to.
That is terrible.
What? Me!
Why do you need a folder for F's? That's what the garbage is for.
Yeah, you don't want evidence of an F laying around the house, right?
CI is just like a little anal overachiever.
Is this kid week or something?
I guess.
These are all kids. Seems like it. Do you have one more before we have to go?
Are we about to get out?
Yeah, we're going to get out and leave.
Oh, so we're just
going
to...
We're going for about one more minute. And then we're going to break, and when we come back, you'll get Dick Hicks and all of his glory.
Wow, so we barely get a chance to say goodbye.
Yep, so do one more, and then we'll bid everyone a fond adieu.
Well, I will leave you with this, P1s. Ann Spammer from Marquette, Michigan writes, Dear Heloise, I like to burn candles, and when I do, I will set a timer in the house for an hour or two. When it rings, I am reminded to blow the candle out. This way, a candle is never left burning. And Heloise writes, It is very important to make sure that candles are extinguished before going to bed or leaving your home. You know, you do notice a lot of, like, the apartment fires
mm-hmm.
are caused by people falling asleep when they left a candle burning.
Really?
It seems like that's always the cause when Robert Riggs is on location telling you what happened that burned the Section 8 housing down.
Candles, huh?
Yeah. I usually always get the candles that are in the glass jar. Right. Like not a freestanding candle.
Right.
It seems like the freestanding candle is much more dangerous than the contained glass jar candle.
Always get the real tall one from Fiesta that has Jesus on it.
Yeah.
I have a lot of those.
Or the Virgin Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Or Bigfoot.
All right, so that's hints for another week, and that's the orphanage for another week, a bonus edition of the orphanage.
At no extra cost to you.
Yes, that was totally free, and we hope that you fully enjoyed it. We hope your member is totally engorged because you've been so stroked and loved by the last 3 hours of radio.
Well, get ready for a serious...
Yeah.
Boner relief, because here comes race week.
And we will see you in 2 weeks, because we are off next week due to SMU football ball. So happy Thanksgiving, all.